Gay Americans have won the right to serve openly in the military and the right to marry in a growing number of states. But many are still fearful at their jobs, according to activist Sarah Warblow.
They want to be judged on the basis of their skills, their talents, and their efforts, not on the basis of their sexual orientation or gender identity.
In most U.S. states, a worker can be denied a job or fired because he or she is gay or transgendered. ENDA would ban such discrimination nationwide with exemptions for religious organizations. The bill has the backing of President Barack Obama and all Senate Democrats, including Tom Harkin.
Too many of our fellow citizens are being judged, and not by what they can contribute to the workplace, but by who they are and whom they choose to love.
Susan Collins is among a small group of Republican senators supporting ENDA.
For the right to work is fundamental. How can we, in good conscience, deny that right to any LGBT American who is qualified and willing to work?
Senate ENDA opponents have been largely silent, but in the Republican-led House of Representatives, Speaker John Boehner issued a statement saying the bill would encourage frivolous lawsuits and harm job creation. ENDA is unlikely to get a House vote absent Boehner's support. Some argue anti-discrimination laws can backfire by making employers fearful of the very groups the measures seek to protect. Analyst Walter Olson.
For example, age discrimination law was intended to make it easier for older workers in the workforce. In practice, problems of older workers have gotten worse since that law was passed. It's harder for displaced 60-year-olds to find jobs, for example. And one reason is that they are seen as legally dangerous by employers. If they don't work out, they are a walking lawsuit.
Olson adds that Americans have already become far more accepting of gay people, making ENDA unnecessary. The Senate's only openly gay member, Tammy Baldwin, says the measure will ensure dignity in the workplace.
We want to live in a country where we are respected for who we are, where we enjoy freedom and opportunity, because that's who we are as Americans.
Current federal law already protects workers on the basis of race, religion, national origin, age, and disability. ENDA was initially championed by former Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy in the 1990s. Political observers say many lawmakers now willing to cast votes for gay rights would not have done so just a decade ago. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The Capitol.